USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After President Trump makes a long-awaited announcement yesterday afternoon, the head of Iran's parliament says that nation will now continue spending on its ballistic missile program, as we hear from USA's John DeMaster.
Well, that word comes after the president announces he's pulling the U.S. out of the Obama-era nuclear deal.
The Iran deal is defective at its core.
And after that announcement, Iranian lawmakers set an American flag on fire.
At the same time, the Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, says that just because the U.S. is out of the deal doesn't have to mean the deal is dead. North Korea will reportedly be releasing three American prisoners soon. The Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is currently in the North talking about plans for a summit with President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Some reports say he'll be coming back with those three. This is USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3000.
Another Pence could end up with a seat in Congress representing Ohio.
Thanks to all of you for the honor and privilege to be your Republican nominee. I'm ready to serve again.
That's Greg Pence, the Vice President Mike Pence's brother, after winning a GOP primary yesterday in Indiana's 6th Congressional District. It's the same district his brother Mike Pence held before becoming Ohio's governor. Greg Pence expected to win November's general election in that very conservative district, though he's a businessman who's never held elective office. Also yesterday, former coal executive Don Blankenship ended up coming in third place in a Republican primary race in West Virginia. It was the state's Attorney General Patrick Morrissey who won and will face the Democratic incumbent Joe Manchin in November. A few days ago, President Trump had urged that voters not cast ballots for the controversial Blankenship, who he said was not electable in November. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Two new fissures opening up yesterday afternoon near the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island, and they continue to spew sulfur dioxide gas as well as lava into that residential neighborhood. There are now 14 volcanic vents spewing gas and lava near Kilauea. Automaker Audi is recalling 60,000 vehicles because of irregularities in the engine management software. USA Radio's Wendy King has that story.
The problem in the exhaust gas cleaning system's software affects A6 and A7 models. Delivery of these cars affected by the software problem has been stopped, with models being phased out, according to a release from the German automaker. Audi CEO Rupert Stadler said in a release that the irregularities were discovered through a systematic engine testing program. Last month, Audi recalled more than 1 million cars worldwide due to a coolant pump defect that could cause them to overheat and catch fire. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And Google's taking the wraps off a new AI voice assistant that sounds nearly indistinguishable from a human voice. The CEO unveiling Google's Duplex at a developers conference yesterday. It speaks with a voice that uses natural sounding rhythm and tone, complete with ums and ahs. It's going to be released as a test version in just the next few weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.